Good afternoon. It is 12:35 on the dot. You're listening to Campus Connection, our call-in show with members of the Petersburg School District. I'm Taylor Heckert, and joining us today in Studio One, we have Robin Taylor, the superintendent.
Hello.
And we have Sarah Holmgren, the school board president. Welcome, and thank you both for being here. If you're listening and you have a question, you can call our station 907-772-3808. We have all sorts of things to talk about today. I'm excited. Where do we even start? Well, let's start about construction stuff.
Construction. We are so close on that roof project being finalized. When I talked with CBC Construction just this week, they said that the vents, the last piece, should be arriving either Saturday or Monday. So assuming the weather is good, we could be finalized by the end of next week. But we did designate March 5th as our final date. But they're truly hoping that they'll be packing up their stuff and hitting the road. It's been a much longer drawn out process than any of us anticipated. But when they started this summer, if you recall, we had some just horrific rainstorms that really hampered their ability to get up on the roof and really start working on it. So we're getting there. And then we had the bid award go out for phase two of our security upgrade projects, and that is the electronic fobbing of some of the exterior doors, replacement of some critical doors that have been identified that for code capacity need to be replaced, and then working on a district-wide intercom and lockdown system. So that's kind of the core of that project. And that award the board will be voting on tonight for us to keep moving forward, but Samson Electric was the apparent low bidder. And then what else? Oh, the exciting one. Several years ago, we received a grant called the Hearst Grant. And it is meant to help us get an adaptive playground adjacent to the elementary school play area. So for our students who have mobility issues, this is playground equipment to help support them so they can be outside with their peers. And so we're finally moving forward with that process this summer.
Yes, that's exciting. Yeah, we really appreciate the Hearst Foundation for awarding that grant.
So the hope is then construction this summer so kids would be able to play on it next school year then?
That is the hope.
Yeah. Oh, that is exciting. And
assuming we have some local contractors available to do the concrete and to install it.
Yeah, they're all so busy.
So this is then an accessible playground, so anyone is able to play on it.
Yes, but it's really, the intention is for our students who have disabilities that may not be able to navigate our current playground structures as easily. This allows them to be down there with their peers, interacting with their peers, and it's just fun equipment. There's some noisemakers. I know our facilities director, Aaron, he's like, I live just two blocks away. We can hear everything. I'm going to hear music all day long.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. And this is entirely grant funded then?
Yes.
I was shocked seeing how expensive playground equipment is when I was reading through that report. Yeah. So that's super cool then that we were able to get it all entirely funded.
Yep. And so thanks to our special ed director, Cindy Fry, and to our facilities maintenance director, Aaron. Like, they behind the scenes have just done a lot of research and communicating with the different playground vendors to just try to really get a feel for what this is going to cost us to do. And it'll be a covered area as well, so students will be able to be out there in the winter and dry, and again down there with their peers,
rain or shine.
Yes.
Oh, super fun. Okay, I'm so excited about the playground, even though it's not for me. I'm really excited. And then for those security upgrades, is the hope also to have those security upgrades happen over the summer then as well?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. And I know there are so many phases to those security upgrades. Mm-hmm. Is there a hope for more security improvements in the future as well then?
Potentially. So this was bid out in a series of four phases, and we'll be able to do the first and the alternative. So the first being the exterior doors that we're going to electrify, as well as it will be the laying of all the electrical needs, with the intent that at some point in the future, maybe we are able to electrify all the interior doors as well. The alternative bid that is included in this package will also include our high access areas, like the gymnasium, the auditorium, the library, so that when we have user groups in the schools, rather than handing them a master key, we hand them like a swipe card so they can gain access to the building and they can gain access to that room that they're using. And in the unlikely event that they forget to turn in that fob, now we don't have a master key out in the community or among communities.
That makes a ton of sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. So many exciting construction things,
yes,
hopefully happening soon then. And in that vein of construction things, I saw in the school board packet, there's now a list of potential capital improvement projects.
Yes.
Would you like to talk about those?
Sure. And I think I've talked about it throughout the year, but this is all related to that code and condition survey that we had conducted this last summer through LCG. It was the firm that came in, and they literally looked top to bottom throughout the entire school district, and gave a very lengthy, about 400-page report, I think it is.
A long one.
That just articulates everything they saw, and they've identified code deficiencies that we have, as well as, like, if you ever do this, then you're going to need to have this upgrade to meet the upgraded code. But there are a number of areas. We're no different than any other district across the state. In fact, I would actually say when you look at our facilities compared to several other school districts, we're in decent shape. But that report identified roughly around $30 million worth of suggested improvements. We are taking that list and just kind of prioritizing in terms of items that we could potentially do locally without needing to go out to a huge bid. And then items that will need to be part of our six-year capital improvement project upgraded list. Right now, that list that went before the state this last year will have four of the items on there will have been completed already. So that list includes the sewer line repair for the community gym. It includes the sewer line repair that's happening with Parks and Rec this year. It includes the roof replacement, and it also includes the high school security upgrades. And so some of those have to sunset out, and we work with SERC, Southeast Regional Resource Consortium, to really look at the big picture again, and we'll provide an updated six-year CIP list. We'll be working on that this spring, and then it gets submitted in, I think, August.
Mm-hmm. So you've made a lot of progress then on a lot of the previous repairs that looked like they were big deals.
The repairs have been made. Part of that is with that six-year CIP list, the way they rank it, if you've done the work ahead, you score higher and are more likely to get reimbursed.
Mm.
It's not a guarantee, though. I mean, we're looking at the state funds, and I think I read yesterday that they only, after Governor Dunleavy's veto cutouts, they were only able to fund 1.5% of all of the major maintenance lists that were requested last year.
Wow.
Yeah, not good. And especially the reports out of Mount Edgecombe, you can see where some schools are in a lot worse shape than we are. I think that's been year-long due diligence on our part. The district is trying to make sure we try and stay ahead of what we do know. Those condition surveys are always eye-opening because clearly they know more than the rest of us. When they go through a building, and when buildings are built in the 80s or 70s, you're going to have code compliance changes over the years, so you're going to run into that at any time. But I think also it's expensive to do, but necessary. Even if you don't necessarily able to accomplish all of the big ticket items, at least you know where you're at and maybe can mitigate further damage if you're made aware of the current problem and slowly take care of it or get it on a CIP list and then actually successful sometimes in getting those things taken care of. Because I think of like schools in Western Alaska who probably needed new roofs but never got them, and so now mm-hmm. their buildings are literally falling apart, and how important that was for us to happen here. And it's been by no shortage of the blood, sweat, and tears of a current and former staff, getting that taken, you know, getting it to the point where it's at now. So I appreciate that, because it's not something that's just a easy, quick decision or process to even get to the approval process, much less the getting it executed and done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are very long, in-depth processes. Mm-hmm. And since you've done this survey, are you starting to have ideas of big projects now that you think will need to be requested?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One of the major projects, well, a few that we're looking at, the middle and high school heating ventilation system, it is so outdated that parts are not able to be easily found when they need to be replaced. And so one of the suggestions in there is a complete upgrade replacement of the entire system, and that's going to be a healthy chunk of money.
Mm. Yeah, I think what's hard there is the company Trane went out of business. And back in the 70s and 80s, well, at least in the 80s, when those buildings were built or renovated, it was a huge company. And I don't think there was any concern about them disappearing from the landscape. And then here we are. Now you can't buy those parts because the company doesn't exist anymore. And so then you are kind of at this problem of not only things becoming antiquated or outdated, you can't just go buy an updated version. You have to replace, remove and replace, which is, I think, the expensive part of it. Versus if Trane was still around, we could just update. But who knew 40 years, 35 years, 40 years later, we would be faced with this. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the major ones. Another area that we are looking very strongly at right now is the vocational education building. That roof also needs a replacement. In some of these more recent rainstorms, we've definitely been noticing the problems. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of water running in places it shouldn't be.
Okay. Lots of construction.
Yes.
Lots of construction and lots of thoughts of construction. Always in the future then. Okay.
Slow and steady.
Yeah. Anything else on the topic of construction to talk about before we move on?
I don't think so.
Okay. We have some cool award news to share.
Yes, our amazing food and nutrition manager, Carly. She was recently at the Alaska, boy, I'm drawing a blank on the title of it, but basically the conference for all of the food program managers in the state. And she was awarded the President's Award and the Dean Hamburg Award, really just not just for her advocacy in Petersburg, but her ability to look at the big picture across the state and talk about the needs throughout the state of getting fresh produce to our communities. You know, we have a hard time in Petersburg, but can you imagine being one of these interior villages that only get their food up the river in the summer before the freeze hits?
Mm-hmm. She's been pretty creative, and I think, you know, my older child eats almost every single day at the school since the menu is so varied and impressive.
Yeah,
it takes a lot of work to feed people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's continuously, just about every day, it seems like there's something that's been locally harvested or produced.
I encourage people, if they have an opportunity, to look in the Commons area, especially today, or if they were, since they have parent-teacher conferences going on, you can see the, I don't know how to call it, a grow box. It's like all
hydroponic.
Hydroponic grow box that has the... it's going crazy again for the second time I've noticed it, because they harvested and then started all over again. But it's greens for salad, and it's just impressive. It's pretty neat.
I've been very excited by it every time I go to a school board meeting and seeing what's growing in
there. See the progress?
Yeah.
It's ready. It looks like it's ready to harvest again.
Oh, very cool. Well, congratulations then to Carly.
Yes.
Big awards. Exciting. Sarah, what's on the agenda tonight? What should we be looking at?
Well, we've got our usual reports, but we've also got some new business. We are in our second reading of some AASB policy updates, but those were pretty benign. They were more editorial. So they weren't anything, but we still go through the process of a couple readings before approving them. And for new business, we do have a few additional first readings on the on policy updates, as well as we're going to be start looking at budget considerations for next year. And it's more informational at this point, but we have had a budget committee meeting regularly, just a couple board members involved in that, since we don't want to have to have the whole board. That's not really something we need to have. We just one or two on there. And so it'll be good to hear the update on there as we move through the process. We are going to be having, just as a reminder to people in the community, next week, am I got the dates right?
The 26th.
Yeah, the 26th, with a work session with the Borough Assembly. People can come and listen, or they can probably, I don't know if you guys will broadcast that, maybe listen online, but it's more something we should do annually with them, to kind of let them know how the district's doing financially, but also either solidifying or specifying our request for the following school year. So that's not necessarily on the new business, but it is still kind of wrapped up in that budget update. Mm-hmm. So 'tis the season.
It is budget season. And Robin, you and I were talking about a program called Balancing Act when it comes to the budget.
Yes. So there's a software tool out there called the Balancing Act that Shannon's been spending some time getting set up for our district, where members of the community can go in and literally play around with the budget to help us try to balance it. So right now, as we've created this pro forma, which really just means a status quo budget moving forward, all the same staffing levels that we currently have, all the same programmatic levels that we currently have, we're looking around a $278,000 deficit. Somewhere in that range, so don't quote me on the exact amount, but it's up there. And so this will allow the community to go in and play around with those areas that we can control, some staffing, supplies, activity fees, to say, like, yes, I think we should do this. And there's a bar at the top of it that will show you, well, if you take that action, here's what it does in terms of the deficit. And so the challenge is, it's kind of like a simulation game to try to get the budget balanced. And there is an option in there, just requesting, like, do you think we should be a little bit riskier and draw down on our reserve?
I have messed around with that software only because other districts and have done stories on it. KTOO did a story on it for Juneau. It's very interesting seeing it visually change, and it kind of asks you what your priorities are. Are you willing to increase this or decrease that? It's very interesting seeing making those decisions, quote unquote decisions, not really, but as a regular person, seeing how those changes impact a budget.
Yeah.
And is that something that's currently available now or still being worked on?
It's ready to go. We will release it after the board meeting tonight.
Okay.
So the budget committee had a chance to look at it last night, and they gave positive feedback on it, just the ability to, like you said, just go in and see what these couple of changes can do to a budget. What I like about it is it in essence puts everything together like a survey. And so when you hit submit, we're going to be able to see the results, and it will allow us truly to look at the big picture and say, well, our community is saying that this is what they're willing to give up or what they feel is most important to help balance the budget.
I think it'll be a good tool in the future, because even last year when we had our budget work session with, or I guess our work, not budget, but our work session with the Borough Assembly at the time, and although we have a different assembly makeup, that question was broached: what are you going to cut if you have to cut? And my response was, it's not going to be me cutting it or the board cutting it. It's going to be the community cutting it, is making those decisions. And this might help either increase community understanding or help us determine what the community's priorities are and what they're comfortable with and what they're not. And I think it also helps for many people, and I didn't realize it until I got on the board many years ago, is that there is only so much money we can actually move around. A lot of it is designated and must be spent in a specific way, which is a way of protecting kids' education in some ways, of saying, no, you can't go waste that on XYZ. You have to use it for this. And sometimes that can be difficult, when especially it makes more sense to do it a different way. But this maybe will not only encourage the community to be more involved in the process, or at least just enable them to give us the feedback that we do want, that we haven't been able to necessarily get, because it's hard to sit and look at a budget of $10 million and figure out, as a community member, what could move around. I think this could be an excellent tool for people that really want to get into the meat of how we fund education locally with the funds we're allowed to move around.
Yeah. Budgets are super complicated and really hard to understand. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed this visual way of being able to see it. Okay, well, then that is something folks can look forward to playing around with more after the school board meeting when that is made public. Sarah, we kind of stopped you. Is there anything else on the not on the budget?
No, I don't think so. I think that's it's a good segue, with especially because as if people are listening, if they want to later this evening or over the next few weeks, dig into that a bit. Especially since we won't be able to be broadcast tonight because of the conflict with the assembly. It's like getting that information out so that people can, instead of doom scrolling, you can go on and help.
You can
make
budget
decisions.
Scroll.
Well, you can budget, scroll. Yes.
Maybe its own kind of doom scroll.
There we go. Yes. Oh, don't say that.
Okay, well, perfect. We've covered so much ground today. Is there anything that I missed that is important for folks to know in our final minutes here?
Well, I would just like to say it is the National School Boards Month celebration. And so tonight we're going to just recognize and honor our school board members who give up of their time and energy to help the school district operate to its ability that we're functioning.
Thank you. It'll be nice.
Yay!
I will put a plug. I think there's the play this week for, we don't have basketball games or sports this weekend in town, but we have a play going on this week. So it's on.
And a cheerleading camp.
And a cheerleading camp. That's right. The fundraiser for them. So yes, it should be still keep you busy.
Things are always happening at the district. Right. How exciting. Okay. Well, I think that is a perfect note to end this on. That's all the time we have today for Campus Connection. We had Robin Taylor here and Sarah Holmgreen. Thank you both for joining. Due to overlapping meetings tonight, Campus K will not be airing the school board meeting at 6 p.m. If you want to attend that meeting, it takes place at the high school library and we'll air it next month as well.